Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The most banned network in the world.
You are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It's Thursday, December 1st, 2022. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and in studio, Yay is our guest. He's going to be here, says, for the next 3 hours or so, and also America First leader, and that is Nick Fuentes, Ollie Alexander, Owen Stroyer, and many others are also going to be coming through here today. And Yay has arrived in a new ensemble here with us, but I'll assure you it is Yay. Yay, thank you so much for coming to Austin.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, where would you like to start? This first little five-minute segment is just kind of a prelude to what's coming up. What do you want to cover here today?
Just God runs the world, and Jesus is the way and the life. And it's time to put Jesus first in the way that we run our businesses, the way we run our families, our businesses, and the way we run our country.
For radio listeners, we're on over 400 radio stations. They can't see you right now. This is a new look for you.
Oh, no, I've been wearing a mask for a while.
Ah.
Yeah.
So this is an archetypal example of the mask is off by putting the mask on?
People can take it how they want to take it. It's just, you know, it's interesting. If you look at a Michael Jordan or something, you load up all these pictures and he's smiling and he's holding a basketball. He's jumping from the free throw line. And then you look at Phil Knight, and you barely can see a picture of him. He's got his face covered. So I don't have to show my face. It's me. That's my right.
Absolutely. Well, that's what Hollywood wants to do, though, is to control everybody through images.
Exactly. So I'm in control of my image now. It's no longer the people that froze my account. It's no longer the people that threatened me. We've got past the threats. They tried to throw me in jail for the truth. And, you know, people believe me. And people see that I wasn't crazy on what I was talking about. And they tried to write it off, and they keep trying to write it off. But the truth is, the more and more I'm faithful to Christ, the more and more he's going to keep unlocking the blessings. You know, he set it on my heart to build communities, to build farms, to build schools, to build the choir. But when you do that, you have to be really obedient. Hey guys, could you not talk in the back? I'm like really hypersensitive to sound. If you guys want to talk, just go in the other room, please. But we have to be really obedient. You know, like one of the big topics right now is all of the pedophilia advertisement. And my take on that is, you know, there's one place in the Bible where it says God sees sin differently. And there's another place where it says, yeah, let me get out my phone. I can, like, really pull up the exact thing it says in the Bible. The general gist, and we'll get back to it after the five-minute break, is that you have to stay strict to everything and remove as much sin as possible in order to serve God. And when people look at pornography, when a grown man is looking at a grown woman have sex on camera, you're still looking at someone's daughter, and you're looking at a lot of times someone that is the product of pedophilia. So people will engage in going to strip clubs or looking at pornography, but then the moral compass is like, oh my God, look at the pedophiles. But in a way, anybody who looks at pornography is a form of a pedophile also. Let's bank it all in. It's very simple. We're not going to be talking about all this moral code and these standards right here. It's either Christ said so or Christ said no.
Yay, powerful information. I totally agree with you. Back in 60 seconds to join over 400 radio stations. Nick Fuentes in the studio. Everybody, tell everybody you know, tune in now, Infowars.com/show. Let's break the internet today. Stay with us. Christmas 2022 is almost here. And we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more, at InfoWarsStore.com, and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait, take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Buongiorno tanto, buone razzi, di razzi posso servis, buongiorno amici, buone razzi, tra di preferis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, make no mistake, this Thursday, December 1st, 2022 broadcast is beyond the Twilight Zone, because truth is stranger than fiction. Yay. Maybe more controversial than Alex Jones or Donald Trump now. I mean, we're about the most controversial people in the world, and obviously the most attacked and demonized. He's here. Nick Fuentes is here as well. America First. We're going to have Ali Alexander on, Owen Schroyer. This thing's going to go for the next 3+ hours, as long as Yay wants to go. Some stations don't carry the first five, but you just dropped some bombs that I totally agree that are huge, Yay. So recap that and continue on, sir.
Okay, so I looked this up. It's about sin. That's what we're going to talk about, sin today, and how we need to do everything that we can. We're imperfect, but to free ourselves of sin and repent for sin throughout the day, at night, and in the morning. So right here, the Bible says right here, I know I'm going to do a Corinthians 2, like Trump, you know, new Christian kind of reading of this. So bear with me. I love Jesus, but I'm not the most, you know, experienced Christian. And it says the book of Proverbs 6:16-19. I'm sure that's the wrong way to read it.
It's okay. You got the floor.
Okay. Identify seven things that God hates, although there are not any punishments prescribed for those. Scripture clearly indicates that God does view sin differently, and that he proscribed a different punishment for sin depending upon its severity. Now watch this one. It says, where the phrase all sins are equal in the eyes of God comes from. As far as I can tell, the most common argument for the belief that all sins are created equal comes from the book of James 2:10. It states, for whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it. Now, I'm a big fan of Steve Jobs, even though he did create Apple. And if you notice, the logo of Apple is actually the fall of man, the
forbidden fruit,
the bitten apple. Right. So we can get into, you know, what social media has done to families and all that. We got 3 hours. Right. But I like the way our incredible American inventors like Disney and Hughes and Steve Jobs, the way they ran their companies and invented things that changed the world, and the way Steve ran his company was his version of a sinless office. Everyone had to be so meticulous to be able to take what was 10 things at one time and make and put it in the palm of our hand. Think about an iPhone. It's your fax. It's your email. It's your phone.
And now it's 1,000 things.
Yeah, it's your camera. It's your flashlight. Yeah, it's like 1,000 things in it. But he had to have his army go in with a sinless approach. And right now, you know, God called Gideon to make an army, the 300, the real 300, not the movie version, that were all focused on serving this mission at the time. So we have a mission right now to save our families from social media, from Zionist control, and bring Jesus Christ back to the forefront. And we're protected. You know, I don't have security. My security is the angels. My security is the fact that I didn't load up pornography last night. And I said, this addiction is going to have to flee from me. You know, this addiction since I was 5 years old that has destroyed my mom and my dad's family, that destroyed my family. Like, when I take full accountability for the destruction, like, of my marriage, I'll point at the liberals and say, you took my wife from me. You know what took my wife from me? The fact that I was married to this beautiful person, but I felt like it wasn't enough. I felt like I still needed to look at pornography. In some way, I'd say to her, well, stop making these images. Stop breaking the internet. You know, that original term comes from my ex-wife actually having a nude photo that I didn't know about, that someone used her and put her on a magazine. But there's somewhere where she's like, well, if my husband is looking at this, I still want to be like the girls that are doing this. And this becomes people reliving the traumas, pushing the addiction. The pornography industry is not even a big industry. It's like less than $10 billion, right? So that means that it's not used for prosperity. It's used for disparity.
By the way, George Orwell wrote in 1984, and he'd been the number two guy in PSYOPs for OSS. And ran propaganda for the British government, but he found out that he didn't like Hitler, but he found out that they were actually manipulated and created him. He didn't like the communists. He'd been one of them. He found out the British intelligence had actually created that and done that. And he explained in 1984 that pornography is something to destroy families, destroy our souls, and get us to commit. He wasn't even a big Christian, but get us to debase ourselves so that they can control us.
Absolutely. You got alcohol and pornography are these legal drugs. Alcohol is a spirit. We're going to go into the spirit of alcohol. Let's just go to the facts today. Let's not just even do opinions. And I love how you brought that in, because now you got God's warriors coming together right now. Okay. Nick Fuentes doesn't have a Twitter account. Alex Jones doesn't have a Twitter account, but hey, guess what, Elon? I got a Twitter, and today I'm going to have Nick and Alex tweet from my account. You like that, Ari Emanuel?
I'm all about free speech, and the greatest threat is those that want to silence us. That's why it comes First Amendment. Yeah. Anybody trying to take your speech is the enemy.
Right. Absolutely. Well, and it's... I do find it a little bit hypocritical that Elon Musk said that he was purchasing Twitter to create a free speech environment. He says that free speech is the thing that's going to save the West and our civilization. But yet he has taken exception to you, Alex, for some seemingly specific reason, maybe personal to him, but definitely not principled. So I think it's time that the people finally demand a real victory here. We've been at war, essentially, since Trump came down the golden escalator 7 years ago to put America first, to put Christ first, to free the internet and do these kinds of things. And here we are all this time later, and it seems like we've stagnated, or in some ways maybe even taken a step back. So it's time that people demand we want Christ first, we want America first, we want Alex Jones back on Twitter. These are just and reasonable demands.
Well, I see it like this, and I want you to be able to elaborate on this, but I don't want Ye to get his run, because he's got so much to say, and he always gets cut off. But I'm going to try to shut up as much, but we can go 4 or 5 hours if you want, but the main show's actually 4 hours long. I was just hoping for three. We'll do 4 hours if you guys are up for it. But here's what I'm saying. I am a classical liberal at heart, so I love everybody, and I judge people by what they do, not what color they are. And then I look at the things you've said, and some of them, out of context, I don't agree with. But compared to a liberal, a modern liberal saying white people are inherently evil and white people are bad because of their skin color, and then that's what the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center and these leftist groups in Hollywood have pushed. So they're putting out something beyond even what Hitler said, but reversing it onto white people, and we're supposed to sit there and accept it. And then Ye comes out and says, hey, you know, I see kind of a mafia running things. And
all right, we're going to curse a little bit less on this stuff.
Yes, yes, Reverend. I'm going to try. I'll stop.
And the reason I wanted Nick, people have heard from Nick, but people haven't heard from Nick with Ye standing right next to him. You know, it's like that's the thing that the Zionist control, the 300 in control of the media, in control of the governments. They don't want us to connect to each other. Like my dad said, okay, they say you're anti-Semitic, but they say he's a white supremacist. And he's asking me, well, what's the difference? I said, Dad, there is no difference. It's just separation and confusion. They want to separate and confuse the Christians and make us afraid to stand next to each other. A Christian can stand next to anyone. We can go visit R. Kelly in prison. We can go talk to Harvey Weinstein.
That's what Jesus did.
Yes, because Jesus can save everyone. But if the Zionists can get us so afraid that they're going to do what they've been doing to me, attempting to put me in jail, freeze my accounts, smearing me on the media, you know, all of these things, you know, you put on the whole armor of God and they will not be able to break your spirit.
And by the way, we can do 3 hours on this subject, and you do 5 hours on it. And let's just get it all going now, because I want to get into everything about your plans to try to bring jobs to America, unifying people, running for president, all those other issues. So I'm not steering us away from that. I'm just saying, let's just run with it as far as you guys want to go. And then I want to get into all the other topics that surround things.
Oh, beautiful. So where do you want to start?
Well, I mean, I would just start with this. There are good people from every group and every type of culture, and we all know.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thing that I got to say with Tim Pool was Rahm Emanuel was right there next to Obama. Jared Kushner was right there next to Trump. What are those two people, those two Zionists, oh, I gave it away, have in common? Nick, can you pick that up and expound on that?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, and it's interesting because you've been going on these interviews with Lex Fridman and with Tim Pool and Piers Morgan, and they always say, well, don't talk about a group, talk about the individuals. And I would point out, one, it's hypocritical because in the same interview, Tim Pool said, well, wouldn't Ye be so great for the black vote? So you can say the black vote, we talk about Jewish businessmen, and somehow that's a problem. You can't talk about groups when it's one but not the other. The other thing is that there is something baked into the cake in Judaism which affects how they're brokering these kinds of contracts with entertainers like Ye. If you look at the Talmud, which is a real Jewish holy book, or part of the holy book. There's the written Torah, which is the Hebrew Bible. There's the oral Torah, which was written down as the Mishnah and then interpreted in the Talmud. In the Talmud, it says that Jews have to treat Gentiles differently than they treat other Jews. There's all kinds of examples of this. They say that if you accidentally, if a Jew indirectly kills a Gentile, there's nothing even wrong with that. There's nothing morally wrong with that. They say that for a Jew to have sex with a Gentile is comparable to bestiality. They say that the semen of a Gentile is like that of horses. They also say that you can't give a gift to a Gentile. A Jew is not permitted under the Talmud to give a gift to a Gentile. They're not permitted to charge each other interest, but they're encouraged to charge Gentiles interest.
What do they say about pedophilia?
They say that that's, in some cases, licit.
Well, here's
so you're telling me in their holy book, it says it's okay to be pedophiles as long as it's not another Jewish person.
That's something that came from Adam. I'm not 100% sure.
Well, let me just get this. Let me just get this out front. I believe in free speech, and that's why I want you to be here and be able to say whatever you want. I'm quite the historian from a lot of multifaceted views. So at a certain point, I'm going to give my nuanced views of this because there are power structures, and there are mafias, and there are cliques, and there are groups, and there is certainly leftist Jews that call everybody Nazis they don't agree with. You don't want open borders, or you don't want your guns taken, or you don't want to take a shot. The ADL had a meeting last 2 weeks ago and said, Alex Jones is an agent of evil, he should be taken off the air, he's the devil, because he doesn't want you to take four shots. And I'm like, what are you doing calling me anti-Semitic? I'm not against groups, I don't get into group politics.
Adam, I mean, sorry, I didn't mean to say that. Alex.
Yes, sir.
I've got the perfect answer for the ADL. They are going to have to listen up. What we did is we brought Netanyahu with us. Ah.
I'm in the Twilight Zone right now.
Netanyahu, what do you have to say? What do you have to say to Alex Jones right now, Nick Fuentes and Ye? It was bad. It was bad for Trump to meet with Nick and Ye. Okay. I had no idea your voice is going to sound like that, Netanyahu.
So you don't like Benjamin Netanyahu?
I just heard about this guy 2 weeks ago since like the tweet, and I thought he had a funny name. I heard he's like really into like, he's like a super killer and I could die for saying this, so in case this is the last time you ever hear from me.
Well, look. I'm glad you guys are here, and we can sit here and upset. All I'm telling you is, do you guys realize that the British government created Hitler and the Milner Group put him in power, and there's something much more sophisticated? And I personally think that most Jews are great people, and I understand there's a Jewish mafia, and they're used to demonize anybody that promotes freedom, but I don't blame Jews in general for that. And there is a much larger eugenics, transhumanist, scientific elite agenda that's playing off.
What about abortion? It's 50% of black deaths. There's over 50
Hey, one of the papers I had, you're like, why is all, and you're the director of it.
Yeah.
Fine. The Margaret Sanger, Rockefeller founded Planned Parenthood, came out today and said, because of your white guilt, white people need to give money so we can kill black babies. I swear to God, it's in my stack. If I hadn't moved it off the desk, I could pull it right up for you.
Why did I have you move it off the desk, Alex?
Because it's cluttered. I'm not bitching. I'm just saying, everybody asks, where's my papers? I don't have them. They're just a prop. I can literally go, look, I agree with you. Look at this. They say, white people, help us kill black people for your white guilt. It actually says that. Now, this is, I'm agreeing with you.
Is it a problem with props? We can't. This is the voice of Netanyahu.
Well, see, you get your mop. You get your mop. I'm going to find the tweet here. Because I want to show you this. This is a big. Guys, I sent it to you this morning. It was in the tweets. You pull it up. It's official Twitter of the eugenics death cult. Talk about Nazis. I mean,
we're going to have Netanyahu step out for a second, okay, Alex?
Oh, he's going to go?
I'm leaving for now until it's another meeting, and then I'm going to say something.
All right.
You're not only an artist, you're a comedian. But Nick, that's what I'm getting at here is that it was a it doesn't even matter. There's fluoride in the water killing us all. They're injecting us with GMO. Oh, here's a question, and I'm not an apologist for Israel. I'm trying to be balanced here, and I believe in First Amendment. I believe in free speech. I endorse you, say whatever you want. Israel has other than like Singapore and a few places, the most draconian mRNA injections in the world. They have the highest death rate from the shots. They are literally forcibly injecting them like Joseph Mengele, and Jews are dying in mass in Israel. So if the Jews are the secret group that runs it all, and I'm not denying that, you know, Jews run Hollywood, what I'm saying is...
It's the Zionist.
Yeah, but, okay, well, why would the Zionists be killing Jews in mass in Israel with the poison shot?
Because they work for Satan. They don't work for God.
Exactly. So they create atmospheres that get Jews persecuted so they can control the Jews so they can kill them. And you just did it. Just like George Soros helped round up Jews for Hitler, that's the next level. Boom, we just got there.
And they control the left and the right. They make politics super messy. Like, I went in to meet with my boy Trump, and the next thing you know, like he typed, he said, fake news went crazy. And I love Trump like every other good Christian American. We just want to hold Trump to Christian values and say that's the only way to the White House. And if he doesn't do it, then I'm going to have to do it. I think that Trump is a more senior president. I think I've got some growing to do, but I love Jesus. It's kind of like David. All of his brothers had all this battle experience, and he was tending to the sheep. But while he was out there, he had to fight bears and tigers. This is the little I know as a baby Christian.
Oh, it's true.
Yeah. But he was able to beat that giant. And right now, this giant, there's some cleaning. There's some plumbing that we have to do. And that's what I'm doing with my style of art, my style of humor, and who I am as a celebrity to say, okay, I've been messed over enough by Jewish businessmen to get to the point to say, I'm not going to take it anymore. I'm not the first person that got debanked because of their political opinion. And I represent now the common man. If we go, when we go, I don't like the word if, when we go into the White House, it's a us now. It's not about specifically an icon or DeSantis.
But it's issues.
Yeah, it's about the issues in America.
Yeah, stay there. Nick Voigt has the studio. This is Uncensored, folks. We're going to come back after this break. And we're going to come back after the break and play a George Soros compilation of him on NPR.
It's only a few minutes. Don't forget about me.
Him on NPR and him on 60 Minutes saying the best time of his life was rounding up and killing Jews. Yay, never killed any Jews. So I want to know, how do I get the ADL to love me? Do I round up Jews in Nazi Germany? Do I get love then? Schwarzenegger said he loved Hitler. They gave him an award. I'm just saying, I don't like Nazis, and I don't like what some of the mafias are doing either.
I like Hitler.
Christmas 2022 is almost here, and we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more, at InfoWarsStore.com, and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of The Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait, take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Because actually, probably the happiest year of my life
that year of German occupation. For me, it was a very positive experience. It's a strange thing, you know, because you see incredible suffering around you, and in fact, you are in considerable danger yourself. But you're 14 years old, and you don't believe that it can actually touch you. You have a belief in yourself, your belief in your father. It's a very happy-making, exhilarating experience.
While hundreds of thousands of Hungarian Jews were being shipped off to the death camps, George Soros accompanied his phony godfather on his appointed rounds, confiscating property from the Jews.
These are pictures from 1944 of what happened to George Soros' friends and neighbors.
You're a Hungarian Jew. Mm-hmm. Who escaped the Holocaust mm-hmm. by posing as a Christian.
Right.
And you watched lots of people get shipped off to the death camps.
Right. I was 14 years old. And I would say that that's when my character was made.
In what way?
That one should think ahead, one should understand and anticipate events, one is threatened. It was a tremendous threat of evil. I mean, it was a very personal experience of evil.
My understanding is that you went out with this protector of yours who swore that you were his adopted godson.
Yes, Christian. Yes.
Went out, in fact, and helped in the confiscation of property from the Jews.
That's right. Yes.
I mean, that sounds like an experience that would send lots of people to the psychiatric couch for many, many years. Was it difficult?
Not at all. Not at all. Maybe as a child you don't see the connection, but it created no problem at all.
No feeling of guilt?
No.
For example, that I'm Jewish, and here I am watching these people go, I could just as easily be there, I should be there, none of that.
Well, of course, I could be on the other side, or I could be the one from whom the thing is being taken away, but there was no sense that I shouldn't be there, because that was... well, actually, funny way, it's just like in markets, that if I weren't there, of course I wasn't doing it, but somebody else would be taking it away anyhow. In other words, whether I was there or not, I was only a spectator, the property was being taken away. So I had no role in taking away that property. So I had no sense of guilt.
Are you religious?
No.
Do you believe in God?
No.
All right. My mission here today is to offer the First Amendment, because as long as you're not carrying out violence against someone or asking people to be violent, like the left asks people to burn down cities and attack Republicans and celebrate Rand Paul and Scalise being shot and attacked, then you have your free speech. And when the left came out in the last 10 years, and really accelerated the last 5, 6, it said white people are inherently evil because of the color of their skin, and that somebody who moved here as a kid from Poland, they're supposed to pay reparations for what people did hundreds of years ago in this country. It's a divide and conquer strategy. I'm not getting into the reparations debate. I'm saying the groups pushing reparations are trying to cause division. And so I've said it, the most Nazi-like activities I've seen, and the Nazis, in my view, were thugs that shook people down, did a lot of really bad things.
But they did good things, too. We're going to stop dissing the Nazis all the time.
Okay. We're going to get to that. I don't want to get digressed into this, but remember I told you a story about my grandfather.
Yeah.
Growing up in the richest neighborhood in Dallas, and down the street was a famous German-American inventor. And he was a first-generation person. He'd come here when he was a little kid on a ship, and he held a bunch of patents on refrigeration and air conditioning. And my grandfather worked from the time he was about 8 years old, because he took him under his wing, in his little tinkering factory. Then he had factories in places like Detroit that actually built the stuff. And my grandfather, the main reason he joined the Army Air Corps, he told me, and he didn't tell me a lot about this, he just told me the story, was because he watched that man very quietly once Hitler got power in the 30s suck every dime out of him, or he would kill his relatives in Germany. And that guy was blonde-haired and blue-eyed, was as German as you could get, as Arnold Schwarzenegger, or you know, as Teutonic, as Germanic. And the point was, my grandfather saw that. So I understand you're opposed to other forces, but I don't think them thinking other forces in history that are lionized. That's my personal experience of what my grandfather, Clyde William Hammond, told me. Does that make sense?
It not totally to me, but it's, and I'm not saying that to be disrespectful. I'm saying, like, it literally doesn't totally make sense to me. I'm following it. But I was just thinking about Satan, that whether it's the Zionists or Hitler, it's not the person, it's Satan using the people
that, oh, I agree with that,
are controlled by demonic forces. But what I'm going to say is the Jewish media has made us feel like the Nazis and Hitler have never offered anything of value to the world. Meanwhile, there's all of these things that are happening. Planned Parenthood is New World Order population eugenics that is happening to this date. I got some jokes here from Owen Benjamin that I want to read about Ben Shapiro. Hey, Candace Owens, unplug this robot before he runs his mouth. Ben Shapiro's cardio is picking up shackles. Shapiro can tell how much change is in your pocket just from hearing a jingle. Shapiro is just mad that Kyrie won't sign his basketball. Back to you, Alex.
Nick, you're sitting over there. You want to say something?
Yeah, well, I agree with Yay. I think that when you look at what's going on today, so much of the political landscape happens in the shadow of World War II and the Nazis and Hitler. And I think it requires a little bit of an investigation, an examination of where those values come from. You know, people talk about Nazis and Hitler, but the United States had camps as well. The United States put the Japanese in internment.
The United States injected black people with syphilis.
Yeah, and you.
No, I totally agree with you.
The United States has Instagram selling pornography to little kids, and they're selling, people are selling, it's prostitution rings. Instagram.
So is your point, let he without sin cast the first stone?
Instagram is a prostitution ring. Mm. Like, I went 30 days off of Instagram, and it was the best part of the fast. Me getting kicked off of Instagram was the best thing that ever happened to me. Because when I go to it, it's like watching it with the They Live goggles, which is something that Owen Benjamin, you guys got to pull this up. Dave Chappelle is a hack, and he gets a lot of his jokes from Owen Benjamin. Dave Chappelle went on a Jewish platform and said they dropped that nigga, talking about Ye, and he called me Kanye, and I'm supposed to be his friend. Dave Chappelle does not believe in God and does not believe in Jesus. These are the kind of black leaders that the Zionists put in front of us. And meanwhile, we want to knock Herschel Walker, but Herschel Walker changed his life for Christ. And he might have had abortions, but he doesn't believe in abortion.
Well, so sure, what matters is you. I have too. What matters is the heart.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with Ye. I think that it's time that America has a fearless, visionary leader who serves Christ, who wants to bring the future forth in engineering and theology. I think that when you look at the options that were offered, and I said this on my show the other week, and the news said, oh, he supports DeSantis. I said the moderate Trump.
DeSantis? Nobody even knows. It's just somebody that all the left are all of a sudden.
Well, let me raise that. Let me raise that, since you guys got into this, and we'll do hours on this.
Did I cut you off, Nick? I want you to let him complete his thought. Go ahead.
So the moderate Trump versus.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Holocaust, because there's Jewish people that saw how I was treated, and they're like, this is wrong. This guy just gave an opinion. I didn't cause any harm. I didn't harm anyone. All I said is, and I spelled it wrong because I was drinking alcohol, and we see the Bible says you can drink, but the king should not drink, right? And I shouldn't have been drinking. I shouldn't have said DEFCON. That was a $2 billion tweet, basically. I know you know about getting sued.
I hear you. So let's expand. Yeah, that's also drinking. So let's expand on this. What you say is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
You didn't kill anybody. You're simply here saying this, and you're being demonized and attacked, and you're saying that's hypocritical. But that's what I'm trying to tell you. George Soros admits he went around rounding up Jews that thought they were protected, stole their money, and sent them to Nazis. What my point is that that's what the left does. They hide behind black people, they hide behind Jews, they hide behind groups, and they use racial politics to control. And so I think that's the most important thing, is to understand that we can all come together under Christ.
Also, they blackmail. Okay, go ahead about the Christ thing. I want to hear this.
No, we could just, I'm just saying, I mean, I don't hate anybody because of their religion or their background. And there's great people from every organization, and I think
George Soros can come to Christ. It is a possibility that he can convert and come to Christ.
Would you meet with George Soros if he wanted to meet with you?
Absolutely. I would meet with anyone. That's the whole thing. Laura, we're live. What's up? This is Laura Loomer.
Hey. I'm watching live. I saw you just said that you wanted me to call in, so I'm calling in.
Well, how does she have your number?
Well, she called me because she had some concerns about Milo running my campaign.
No, that's great. So here's the deal. We've got Laura Loomer's number. Can we call her on Skype or Zoom? Can we actually put her on the show? Laura, you're on via speakerphone. Can you come on via Skype or via phone right now?
Yeah, I can't do video right now, but I could do audio. I texted your producer.
Laura, we're going to call you right now. We're going to put you on air in 2 minutes.
Don't trash Milo. I like Milo.
I'll call in right now.
You didn't say yes.
Yeah, they're going to call her. They got her number.
Okay, go.
This is crazy. Listen, all I'm trying to say is...
Milo's Jewish. I love Milo. Yeah.
And you've got a little bit of the Hitler fetish going on.
It's not a fetish. It's not a fetish. That's a term, like, I just love information. They have some documentaries. Apparently, Bezos is allowed to put up any documentary, but if a basketball player tweets it, he'll lose his entire career. I think that that's...
Well, that's where I want to go, because you've got millions, hundreds of millions of Chinese locked down right now by... And Chinese are great people, but their government in that country is the most racist, homogenistic, or homogeneous, actually, group there is. And all I'm saying is I really care about those Chinese people under lockdown because they want to use that as a model against us. I'm just kind of not – I'm not on the whole Jew thing. It's what I'm saying. I don't care if people talk about it. I believe in free speech. I'm just really worried about the forced injections, world government, 5G, the open borders, the collapsing currencies, war with Russia. What do you think?
I don't have – all of that information. I have the information that 2 days ago I thought I was going to be put in prison because my accounts are frozen.
No, I get it. You're in Hollywood and the managers you see are, so I get it from your perspective. I get what you're saying.
Yeah. And I love Jesus and I have to fight this war to make a better place for my children and for everyone else's children. I got to put myself, my accounts, my name at risk to stand in the front of this war that we have. This is InfoWars, right? So we're going to give this information on InfoWars.
By the way, I asked the crew very lovingly. I love the crew. But you guys gave me the tweet I sent you this morning of the abortion mill, New World Order, depopulation, kill the black people organization, Planned Parenthood, where they said it's white people's job to give money so we can kill black people. It actually says that, and Ye didn't want me to have it on the desk because he wanted to be able to have it all look clean and stuff, and I get that, so I'm happy for Ye. But will you guys give me that damn tweet? Because I love you to death, but I'm asking for an hour. I need that damn tweet. I want to show people this because it is such mind control to say white people, you've got white guilt. They actually say, you're bad because you're white. Help us kill black people. What type of freakish, crazy world is that? Okay?
Zionist. Is that too wide of a idea? Or do I have to just go specifically to who does that? But it's the devil. It's the devil. We all, like grandma used to say, we all need Jesus Christ. And where I'm at, this position where God is, he's using me as a vessel. Everyone always knew that I was special, but now I get to be a vessel. And I feel so, you know, I'd like to go into a prayer. It's a prayer that my cousin wrote. Now, this prayer it's pretty long. So please don't cut me off in the middle of this prayer.
I'm not. Go ahead.
So what happened is I was on we were doing a family prayer Zoom on Sunday, and his name is Wayne. And he tells me, he says, Kanye, he's like, bro, my name's Jay. You say a prayer. And then I said my prayer, and I felt that it was very profound. I felt like it was Jay level bars where I said, let's remove this whole conversation of morality and let's stick to the Bible and say either Jesus said so or Jesus said no. Hold on, I'm going to wait till you drop this. Boom.
All right. Listen.
All right. So, and I felt like that was profound. That's like a bar that made me top five streaming artists without an album this year. Either Jesus said so or Jesus said no. Because we want to bring in our creative direction and our opinion and our moral compass. Forget the words moral compass. Is it in the Bible? What did the red letters say? What did Jesus say about it? And then we make our decisions off of that. So I said this. And then I also was, I had an idea. Let's stop hoping. Let's pray. Let's talk directly to God. Let's stop hoping for stuff.
I agree with that.
He has hope in here. And then I took it out and then I put it back in. And then so I said this prayer and my family members, they didn't say anything. And then he said his prayer. And all the whole family was like, oh, that's the best prayer I ever heard. And he's like, I know. My prayers could be intimidating. I know. They're like, did you write that down? That was the best prayer ever. And I was thinking like, bro, why you set me up? Why you set me up to say my prayer right before your prayer? But this is his prayer. I was like, yo, send me that prayer, bro. That prayer was pretty good. It says, Nick is Catholic, so he doesn't like referring to Jesus as Yahweh God. But I am... But am I black? Am I African? Am I Semite? They call me anti-Semite. They said I'm a nigga in rap. They said I'm black. They told me, say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. Okay, James Brown, you tell me who I am. But I know that I'm a child of God and I know Jesus died for us. This is the daily prayer written by my cousin Wayne. Yahweh God, thank you for life, health and strength, faith, hope and love. And another day to bless, protect your most holy name. I surrender all Yahweh God and acknowledge that all things are spiritual before they are physical. For this reason, we also declare and decree that you are the maker, master, ruler, creator and guider of our spiritual lives. We also acknowledge our brother Jesus Yahshua and the blood he shed that gave us blood paved pathways back to the holy of the holies. As we humbly come before you, Almighty, your almighty throne of mercy and grace, we welcome your glory to rest heavenly upon our shoulders. Bless our crown with supernatural wisdom and understanding, Yahweh God, so that we may walk in the true knowledge of who you are and who you created us to be. Quiet our spiritual minds, Yahweh God, slow us down and put us in proper alignment and divine timing with the will and purpose you have for our lives. Open our spiritual eyes, Yahweh God, so we may better see all of the divine things of the Spirit. Open our spiritual ears, Yahweh God, so we may better hear all of the sacred things of the Spirit. Guard our spiritual mouth, Yahweh God. Place a censer over our divine tongues so we may only speak words that glorify and edify you. Soften our spiritual heart, Yahweh God, so we may walk into deeper communion, communication, commitment, intimacy, understanding, and a relationship with all of the divine things of the Spirit. Yahweh God, we recognize that we do not battle against flesh and blood, but against spirits and powers, principalities and rulers of spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. It is for this reason that we put on the whole armor of God, Yahweh God. We put on the helmet of salvation and the breastplate of righteousness. We firmly attach the belt of truth around our waist and drench our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We take our sword of life spirit, which is the word of life, and the shield of faith with which we will quench all of the fiery darts of the enemy. Thank you for blessing us from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet and everywhere in between with the first, what we need, everything that we deserve, and then the best that you have for our lives, Yahweh God. In Jesus' name, amen.
And perfect time to go to break. Hour number two, uncensored with Yay. Nick Fuentes, I'm your guest host here in Insane Asylum World, because the whole world's crazy. Not all of us are nuts. This is Twilight Zone 2.0. We will be
Don't
right back.
Don't mean when you say that.
No, I'm talking about all of us. The whole world's crazy. It is crazy. Everybody's crazy. I believe that. I'm saying the guest host here because these guys are hosting. We'll be right back with hour number two.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline.
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.